The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One mobile studios aboard Holland America's MS Eurodam, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Cruise Radio. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter at cruiseradio.net.
We're on a 7-day Eastern Caribbean cruise. We hit Grand Turk first, then Puerto Rico. We just left St. Thomas. We're going to spend a day at sea and then end up at the Half Moon Cay.
This ship is very sleek. It was launched July of 2008. It's one of their signature class ships. There's only one more ship like that, and that is the New Amsterdam right now. The ship, she's 935 feet long and holds just over 2,100 passengers.
We're on deck 11 right now in the Crow's Nest, surrounded by a lot of the very important crew members. We're going to talk to the hotel manager. Also, we talked to the captain before we left St. Thomas this morning, so we'll play that interview a little bit later on. But first, the guy who keeps things really rolling along here with all the entertainment, the cruise director, Jason Venner. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Jason, let me ask you, where are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
How does one go from Portland to the Eurodam?
Well, Holland America Line is based out of Seattle, and so when I was graduating from college, I figured, hey, let's get out of town, travel around for 6 months, and that was almost 9 years ago. So,
what separates Holland America from the other cruise lines?
One of my favorite parts about cruising now is that each cruise line really does operate in their own little niche. You know, every cruise line does something unique and something special, I truly believe. Holland America Line is really, truly still in the people business. You know, right. We have smaller ships. We're more dedicated to service. I think we're more dedicated to the atmosphere of 101 and the atmosphere of pampering you. And one of my sayings always on ships is, we don't want you to leave this cruise vacation feeling like you need another.
Right.
We want you to leave your vacation feeling as if you've vacationed. And I think we do a great job of that.
Holland America has the Explore Our World food and entertaining and Explore Technology. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, we have four branches to our Explore program, which is relatively new to us. Our world, as you said, which encompasses the different locations we go to around the world. And by encompassing that, what I mean is we employ someone that is known as a travel guide, and that person works directly under this branch. Now, what we attempt to bring to you is on every cruise, we want to bring to you our world, and that means not only Holland America Line, but wherever you might be. So this could be trivias relating to that part of the world. It could be lectures, talks, history, background. It's a lot of interactive events and activities hosted by an individual who you would consider as close to an expert on that corner of the world as you can. The next level is food and entertaining. Explore food and entertaining. And we have a party planner on board our ships. And this person is kind of the liaison between culinary and entertainment. And they do, we have a show kitchen at sea, $1 million show kitchen at sea, where we do cooking demonstrations and classes and lots of how-tos, lots of great stuff. We also have Explore Technology. We are partnered with Microsoft, and we have our digital workshop run by our Techspert. Now, with our Techspert, what you get there is you get an individual who runs a completely complimentary program at sea, where we have classes and events going all day long. Absolutely fantastic. Guests can come in, they can sign up, they can sit and watch, or they can actually sit at their own computer and participate in the classes. The last one is Explore Wellbeing. And we incorporate someone called a lifestylist. And this person is in charge basically of the mind, body, and soul. And they run the basic stuff, such as games and activities, sporting events to get you active. They are Tai Chi. They're trained in Tai Chi, and that is our signature event every single morning at 8 o'clock. And, of course, for the soul, we do a lot of things in terms of educating people on how to get better sleep, better nutrition, and whatnot. Basically, it's people that want to not reinvent necessarily, but maybe refocus their lifestyle. We have people for that as well.
What can first-time cruisers cruising Holland America kind of expect?
I think we travel under a misnomer that Holland America Line is only your grandparents' cruise
line.
Right, yeah. You know, that is the initial thought. And, yes, we do cater to all demographics. The older demographic was our demographic for a long time. But what Holland America Line has become more and more now over, let's say, the last 5-6 years, is a family destination. You know, we don't have the market cornered like a Disney does, where we cater to the children, nor are we a carnival that caters and does an excellent job to the much younger clientele. We don't want just grandma and grandpa on our ships, and that's what people seem to think. We do want grandma and grandpa, but we also want mom and dad, and we also want son and daughter. We want generational cruising on our cruise ships. And what you can expect when you come to us is an environment that is far more lively than you would expect to find on Holland America Line. People tend to, that's my number one comment that I get. People will come on board our ships and go, oh, we were not expecting any energy. Oh, we weren't expecting shows to be this big, or we weren't expecting this kind of life. And, you know, we really do. We have a lot. We offer a lot. We have some of the people that produce our shows are have won more and been nominated for more Grammy, Oscar, Emmy, and Tonys than all the other cruise lines combined, basically. Wow. So we have an amazing team that puts our shows together. We really have a lot going on. And I think that I just wish that we could get out there faster and get it out there farther for more people that were not... We're not just an old person's cruise line. And I feel bad even saying that, but, you know, we really do cater to a lot more than just what people think we do.
He is Jason, the cruise director aboard the MS Eurodam. Jason, thanks for being on Cruise Radio, man.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Jason, one thing I like about you, man, is you're very hands-on. A lot of cruise directors will just, you know, make their appearances when they have to be there, but you're all over the ship. You're,
right, leave the work for their underlings.
Yeah, the little peons. You know, Jason's by the pool. He's dancing at night. He's all over the place. I really dig him.
I noticed, Doug, you spend a lot of time in the main theater.
Yeah, the music selection on this ship is awesome. Joel, very talented musician. He did a killer Eagles tribute and also a very cool kind of impromptu Elton John tribute as well.
And Doug, aside from that, there's the daily activities on board the ship. At night, Northern Lights Dance Club. That's a lot of fun. And, of course, the gambling and the very, very exciting casinos on board. Doug, quickly tell everybody about the staterooms.
Yeah, I really dig our cabin. We're on a deck 5. We have a veranda, a nice balcony, two chairs out there. There's, well, we have two single beds now, but it pushes together to make one king size bed, or queen size bed rather.
And we're feeling lonely.
Yeah, exactly, right? The bathroom, I like the bathroom because there's actually a full tub in there instead of just a stand-up area, which I dig. But probably my favorite part of the stateroom is the ship flicks. It's actually a catalog of like 1,000 movies, and any movie you want is pretty much in there. And all you do is dial 90 guest services and they'll bring the movie right to your room.
That's
or
cool.
Yeah, or go pick it up. So
loved that.
The TVs are a little small. They could stand to be a little bit bigger, but other than that, staterooms are A-OK. Plenty of storage space, too.
Just want to mention, this episode marks our 13th onboard show. Is that right, Doug?
Yeah, 13.
But if you are new to Cruise Radio and just listening for the first time, we invite you to check out our 60 other episodes. Again, 13 of which include us being onboard doing a live show at various parts of the Caribbean on various cruise lines. So it's really cool. And we want to thank our subscribers, too. We're up to 50,000 subscribers, and it wouldn't be made possible without your support.
Yeah, 60 episodes. It's only 30 hours of your life. That's all we're asking for.
That's right. Not a lot. We have the amazing executive chef standing by here, ready to talk to him in just a moment.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net. You can follow Cruise Radio on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
On board Holland America's MS Eurodam, we're going to talk to the executive chef in just a moment. Want to talk about the food, though. The big specialty restaurant on board is the Pinnacle Grill, which serves your American fare, the filet, the lobster, the shrimp, the fish. There is a $20 surcharge for this, but again, very well worth it because where else on the mainland can you get all these items for one low price?
And it's also a great experience, too. Like if you're doing an anniversary or a birthday celebration, a very good just dining experience altogether.
Another restaurant on board is the Tamarind, which features Pan-Asian cuisine. Visually stunning. The ambiance is amazing, but the items on the menu, check this out. The shrimp shumai steamed dumplings, the snapper baked in rice paper, the Penang red curry, coconut chicken, and one of your favorites, Doug.
Oh my gosh, you're talking about the wasabi crusted beef tenderloin, which was amazing.
Yeah, served on the oak plank. A lunch, there's no charge, right?
Right, there's no charge for lunch and a $15 surcharge for dinner.
Well worth it.
Yeah, also, you got to mention the view in the restaurant, too. It's almost like a 180-degree panoramic view of the ocean.
Now, if you're craving classic Italian fare, you might want to check out the Canaletto restaurant.
They block off half of the Lido dining room and turn it into Canaletto.
Interesting.
There's no service charge, but there is reservations required for it.
And, of course, there's all the casual dining selections, like pizza on the Lido deck, the poolside dining, and of course, room service at all hours of the night.
And don't forget the main dining room, too.
At least reserve one night for the main dining room. It's really elegant, great view, and a really broad menu, too, ranging from classic dishes to the regionally inspired items on the menu.
And I know it goes without saying, but there's two formal nights on these seven-night sailings, so definitely bring your sports coat or formal wear.
And now the man who makes it all come together, the executive chef, Robert Steele from the UK. Welcome to Cruise Radio. First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I studied at hotel school for 3.5 years. I did my hotel management course and also City and Guilds, which is all the food-related courses as well. So it's all in all, total 4 years at college. My apprenticeship I did at the Michelin star restaurant in the Lake District called, it was the hotel's called the Charabay Hotel. So I did my apprenticeship there. I was there for 3.5 years. And I always believe, you know, the first job is the most important job. Mm-hmm. Actually, I started in the pot wash because there were actually no vacancies at the time. But I was determined to get into this hotel, which is the Charabay.
Nice.
I had to wait like 1 month before I could actually start in the actual kitchen. But it was well worth it. So I was there for a total of 3.5 years at the Charabay Hotel.
A lot of folks think executive chef, all he does is just cook, but there's a lot more than that. There's a lot of admin and paperwork and such. What are your typical duties on board here?
My overall duty is to supervise my team, make sure everybody is in position and knows what they're doing. And, of course, all departments, all kitchen-related departments are actually running. Make sure everybody's got their food supply and make sure my management are well-informed for everything and everybody's doing their job.
About how many meals do you crank out a day on board the MS Eurodam?
Approximately 13,000 meals a day.
Wow. And with those 13,000 meals, what kind of consumption do you have on 7 day? Like, how much meat do you go through on a 7 day sailing and vegetables and such?
For beef strip loin, we use 3,000 pounds of strip loin.
Wow.
Per 7 days. Eggs, we use 14,000 eggs. Only for the passengers. That's not including crew.
Wow.
So it's high.
And I have a couple of listener questions here for you. We have Robert from Phoenix. He wants to know, have you ever had a sailing where you were close to running out of product?
Not one when I'm here.
Right.
If need be, we utilize, we have many other items we can utilize in the storeroom. And if we need to, which doesn't happen often, we can change with permission of Culinary Operations Manager.
Question here from Jesse in Valdosta, Georgia. What's your favorite dish to cook when you're not working?
I love Asian food. I like Thai food especially. I like all the combination of the different taste profiles, you know, with
right.
You have the sweet, you have the sour, you have the salty, and you have the spice. And you have all the fresh herbs on top of that. And it just gives, you know, when you get that sort of correct balance, it gives you one great explosion in your mouth. I absolutely love Thai food.
Yeah. So you could be found in the Asian fusion restaurant whenever you're not working then, pretty much. He is the executive chef aboard the MS Eurodam, Mr. Robert Steele from the UK. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Nice to meet you, and thank you very much. Have a good day.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One, yeah!
Each episode, we'd like to feature Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. One of the most common questions we get here is, how can I not gain weight while on a cruise? Well, here's a couple of suggestions. eat less and move more.
Yeah, at least once a day, find your way to the fitness center, jogging track, or sports deck for some kind of activity, or even just walk the ship deck by exploring all the public rooms. Try actually doing some things like taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Instead of spending time lazing on the beach, sign up for a more active shore excursion, like a snorkeling adventure, a walking tour of the town, a bike ride through the countryside, or a hike through a national park.
When it comes to indulging or overindulging, definitely splurge. I mean, you are on vacation after all, but don't overdo it to the point of no return. Try to stick with breakfast and lunch portions that you're used to at home, and choose wisely at dinner, allowing yourself to enjoy your own personal must-haves. But maybe order off the healthy choice menu if there is one available. Remember, just because you're on a cruise, there's no reason to go overboard. See what I did there?
Because we're on a ship.
I think you've got it.
You know, Matt, it takes more to run a ship than just a cruise director, a cook, and a captain.
Which, by the way, is the name of Doug's rap group.
Yeah.
Cruise director, cook, and a captain. But in all seriousness, this really is one big hotel on the high seas.
Yeah, it pretty much is. And joining us right now is the hotel manager, Mr. Stan Cuppins. Stan, welcome to Cruise Radio. Now, you've been with the company for 20-plus years. Where'd you do your schooling?
Well, I did my schooling in the Netherlands. I did my, actually it is in the university that, that you follow in the Netherlands that, that brings you to hotel management. I did my university, just regular bachelor's degree in Holland, and then I did my master's degree in Cornell.
Okay.
And I did that while working on Holland Make Line already and doing summer courses, getting points for it, and adding them up to a master's. Then I actually joined Holland America Line right away, and after my very first contract, I was so hooked that I never wanted to leave anymore.
Right.
And went on in the management training program, which land-based hotels have as well.
Right.
It's kind of an 8-year program in which you have to go through all the departments on the ship or in the hotel. Cabin service, front office, culinary, everything, and with that you come to hotel management.
It's amazing to me how you can turn the ship around entirely in just a couple of hours. How many folks are working underneath you to coordinate that?
In the hotel department, we have more than 700 crew members just on this ship alone. And actually, we have to form a complete team and work as a team and to get the ship turned around and get the next group of guests on board ship again.
What separates Holland America apart from the other cruise lines?
Holland America Line is in a sort of a premium market. Mm-hmm. And premium market attracts a certain style of guests. And each cruise line caters to a different market. You have cruise lines that that cater to the wealthy amongst us. You have cruise lines that cater to families. You have cruise lines that cater to Germans, to British people, to and so on. It's there's a lot of different cruise lines that have their market and so on. And we have kind of the premium market. So the very often seen as the product that we provide is appreciated by a market that for the money that they spend on it is in level.
I have a couple of listener questions here for you. Margaret in Fort Myers wants to know, does the purser's desk still exist on a cruise on cruise ships? And if so, what does the purser do?
Yeah, the purser's position still exists on Holland America Line ships. Mm-hmm. It is completely different than in the past. Mm-hmm. In the past, the purser was the hotel manager. He was the gentleman that was running the hotel department. This function also has had a different name. There was chief steward.
Okay.
In charge of the entire hotel department. But now at this moment, the purser is still around, but the purser is now kind of behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. In the past, still in charge of the front office, now also not anymore. Now the purser is only doing the financial part. So he's in charge of all the money matters on board.
Okay.
And he is also in charge of the people that are working for him, clearing the ship in each of the ports that we go to. Besides also, he's in charge of the human resources part of the So the crew members coming on board, crew members going off, the whole crew assignments in the crew cabins.
Like payroll and such?
Payroll, those kind of things. So everything that an HR manager does on land, he has people working for him here on board ship.
Wow, a lot of responsibility there. One more listener question here. Laura from Spokane, Washington asks, are there medical facilities on board the ship? And if so, how many doctors are on board?
Yes, we have medical facilities. We have a complete medical staff. We have an ICU on board for first response. It's not where we can do operations and so on, but it is definitely somewhere where we can keep somebody alive. And then we have wards as well, a doctor's office and a crew doctor's office. So we have a North American physician on board, very important because in an emergency, this person needs to understand the pains and the organs and everything the people are mentioning. So if that person would not be familiar with the English language into detail with medical, then it would be a problem. Then we also have a crew doctor on board. A crew doctor takes care specifically for the crew, and that crew doctor is very often from the country of where the majority of the crew members are from, and in this case from the Philippines. And then we have one lead nurse and then a couple of part-time nurses on board, and the lead nurse is a permanent nurse on board ship.
He is the hotel manager aboard the MS Euridam, Mr. Stan Cuppins, all the way from Netherlands. Stan, thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel. Or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Since we have already left St. Thomas and we are at sea on our way to Half Moon Cay, the captain is obviously very busy on the bridge. And that's why we made a point to talk to him earlier. And we share that interview with you right now with Captain Darren Boland.
Captain, surely you can't just go to school for 4 years and come out and be a captain of a 900-foot vessel like this. What's really involved in becoming a captain?
I have a little different background, but most of the officers today, they go through their cadetship. Mm-hmm. They attain either a diploma or degree in nautical sciences, and then there's an associated period of sea time in order to obtain the different levels, I guess, within the licensing component of that. There's kind of the education and then the licensing component. I know in Canada, the curriculum is about 4 years education and to get that diploma, and then about 5 years associated sea time. And that sea time is, you know, calculated as 8 hours a day, 365 days for 1 year. To get a master's, unlimited license is about 5 years. Once you have your master's license and you move into the industry, then, you know, it's experience, getting to understand the operation, because it's more than just driving the ship, obviously.
Right.
There's a whole operation to understand. So, you know, for myself, I started in the military, so a little bit of a different background. But for me, I started in this at the age of 20, and I received my first command at the age of 37.
Okay.
So 17 years of work.
A few minutes ago, we were talking about your duties exceed more than just steering the ship. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, here we, I mean, obviously the captain is overall responsible for the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that without a whole lot of expertise, of course.
Right.
We have what we call an executive committee, at least in this line, which comprises of the hotel manager, the chief engineer, the chief officer, and myself. And collectively, we are responsible for driving all the necessary processes, both on the regulatory side of the business and on the revenue side of the business and the guest experience. But collectively, we are held accountable for that on the vessel.
The other night, you were talking about Holland American, how they have how you guys have some of the greenest ships out there right now. Can you elaborate on some of your green efforts?
Well, we've taken great pains just on simple things. First and foremost, fuel economy and looking at, and this is what's helped develop a lot of these different technologies like Azipods. Mm-hmm. They're far more efficient than conventional drive systems. We see these massive recycling systems that we have on board where we're segregating just about all of, at least all the solid waste we're segregating into the different streams.
Mm-hmm.
And, probably the greatest I guess advancement we've had in technology here is that advanced wastewater purification treatment plant, which takes the black water and the gray water on board and processes it through a four-part process first filter, you know, takes out any plastics or garbage that comes through the system. Then it goes into a bacterial-based vat. So, you know, we have a biological process that does away with most of the waste. And then it goes through membranes and finally a UV light process. So what comes out the other end is potable. Potable water is what comes out the other side.
Over the past 17 years since you've been sailing on cruise ships, how have you seen technology change, especially in the navigational bridge?
Well, it's changed dramatically. You know, I'm just approaching my 20th. I can even go back maybe a little further because this is my 27th year now in this business. And I can tell you when I first started going to sea, we didn't have GPS. So we were still navigating across the Pacific Ocean on sextant, which is quite a statement. And, you know, the accuracy of a sextant, at least for those that are capable with a sextant, you know, for 3 miles to 5 miles accuracy. And, you know, now we've gone to GPS, which creates accuracy of 10 inches to a foot. And we really need that accuracy for what we're doing because we have big ships and small ports. And there's a lot of things that we do that really require utmost precision. The other thing we've seen is not just the accuracy of navigation systems, but this huge integration of systems in general so that the GPS is integrated with the radar and it's integrated with the navigational chart. And this is something maybe some people are aware of, but we've been going through this real revolution in mapping here over the last 10 years, and we've been remapping the world. This is based on something called the geoidal system, which is the actual shape of the Earth, because the Earth's not round, as we know. It's not flat either, but it's not round. It's more the shape of an egg. So we've created, and then with the power of computers and the development of all these different technologies, so we've seen this virtual mapping. So here on the Eurodam, we see electronic charts that cover the entire world. Electronic charts are layered information. So they say you're going to harbor chart, coastal chart, and ocean going chart. And then, and those are defined by the amount of layers. A harbor chart might have, you know, 50 or 75 layers of information and less as you move further away from the coast. But what that gives us is a seamless mapping and an accuracy that we've never seen before in history. And again, integrated with radar, so you get overlapping of radar imagery and the electronic charts with the GPS, and it helps tie in virtual world to real world. And I will tell you that the navigation of the ships hasn't got easier over the years, but the precision is incredible. I mean, it's really incredible what we do with these ships. There's a lot of ports where we have to line the ship up as we come alongside. We have to be plus or minus 6 inches to get the gangway out. So you're moving 90,000 tons plus or minus 6 inches. And again, we're able to do that with the technology and the sensors and all of this information we have coming our way. So it's really exciting to be part of that technological wave. And again, cruise ships really set the standard for the industry. In the shipping industry, you know, in the whole shipping industry, we are the standard, which all else, you know, most other companies look at.
He is the captain of the MS Eurodam, Captain Darren Boland. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Nice being here. Thanks very much.
Yeah, there's actually a lot more to that interview than we just played you, and that's where we talk about premium content. Now available at cruiseradio.net, giving you full access, kind of a secret all-access pass to our unedited interviews that we've done along the way. Really cool stuff. It's only $2.99 a month, which is nothing considering what you pay for a mere cup of coffee every morning.
Is that how you're rationalizing
That's pretty much how I'm going to justify
that's
this.
That's nice.
Before we wrap up, I got to know, Doug, how would you sum up the past few days here aboard Holland America's MS Eurodam?
Well, honestly, like, I've always heard from other people and for myself, just having this misconception that Holland America was always an older demo cruise line. When I say that, I mean like 70s, 80s, and 90s. And yeah, there is, it's multi-generational, like Jason was saying earlier, but there is something for everyone on here.
I think there's somewhere right in the middle there. It's not like sleepy time senior citizen cruise, and it's not like in your face, insane, crazy cruise madness all the time. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's not a spring break ship, but then again, on the other side, it's not a nursing home either.
A big thank you to everyone at Holland America Corporate, Eric Elvjord and Melissa Mefford. Thank you so much for setting up this broadcast. Next week, Stuart Shearer on The Cruise Guy and one of our favorite guests, famed television personality Jeff Edwards will be with us.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio, Facebook, facebook.com/cruiseradio, and sign up for our monthly newsletter at cruiseradio.net.
And watch for that premium content from the Cruise One mobile studios aboard Holland America's MS Eurodam. I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
The proceeding was a presentation of Cruise Addicts.